That's Vivian's Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Happy Monday night, the day after Easter. Happy holidays. Happy Passover. I hope it was well and happy and hippity and hoppity for everybody. And a lot of people are off from work. A lot of kids are off from school. A lot of kids are back to school. Everything is like crazy. Who's in school? Who ain't in school? But anyway, it's a good day to have you all with us. Of course, with me is my dynamic co-host, Joanna Garfi McNally. How are you, Joe?
I'm very good, thank you. Beautiful day outside. Beautiful day it was. Went and picked went and bought new flowers. Did a whole bunch of stuff, so it was a nice day.
Really? Let me tell you, Long Island is pouring. The drive down was horrendous, and I don't miss this, I'll tell you that. But no sun here, but this is a big week coming up. First of all, happy Earth Day, everybody. It is Mother Earth's Day. I hope that we all remember it's not just one day, it's every day. We should honor her. We are privileged to walk on her and to share her and stop destroying her. So, but happy Earth Day. We have no show this Wednesday, but we do have another dynamic guest along with our dynamic guest tonight, Dawn Marie. Michael de Blasio will be with us next Monday night from 7 to 8:30, and we're looking forward to Michael. He's been with us a few times, and he'll be calling in from Florida, so that should be exciting. Anyway, for myself and Joanne could go on with her own, tomorrow night at the MVP Diner, I have to tell you, it is sold out. Seaford Public Library next Monday is sold out. Belmore Merrick Adult Ed, that's a three-hour class of numbers and the signs of the afterlife. And that has just a couple of more seats left, not to be overcrowded. And Comac Adult Ed, which is May 1st, will also have a couple of seats, because I cap it, left if you choose to join us. That too will be a night of the numbers, their signs, and the afterlife. Everything that you will need to know is posted on my Facebook page, and I try to share it with as many as I can. And Joanna, you're going to be running around too soon. What's going on?
Well, I have the Colbeck High School. Then we have Keegan's here in Kingston. Then we have two more going on in June. They're both me in Kingston. I believe one is the, oh boy, I think it's the 8th and the 16th, or the 8th and the 15th. I don't have that information in front of me. Shame on me.
June 8th and 9th is Kingston. June 8th and 9th is Kingston. And then we have the 23rd, which is Belmore, North Belmore Psychic Fair.
Okay, that's where it is. Thank you. And then we have the 14th in July. And I know we have something in August, and then we have other stuff. So we're both busy beavers. Well, I venture to say that all three of us are busy beavers.
Yes, yes.
I'm sure
John
could verify that.
Yeah. We're all running around, and it's good because, you know, everybody needs insight, even us. We all need it. Nobody here is perfect. And our goal here is not only to entertain you, but to also enlighten you. And we have the best of the best that say, yes, they're happy to be with us and join us. And tonight we do have that. We have Dawn Marie, Angel Eyes. We're going to let her explain how she began, and she's going to take your calls. So as you know, the usual, push that number one if you would like to speak with Dawn Marie. Joanna is very, very insistent. By 8:15, no more pushing the number one because we can't take all the calls.
I can blame her.
That's right. She's very pushy, this woman. And And we're just, we want to get as many as we can. We don't tell the readers how to do their readings. They tell us how they want to do their readings. So, Joanna, am I missing something? Do you need to add something? Oh, I do.
Well,
hold on. I'm sorry. One thing. You know, it's funny. People are asking about resources. Do you know where I could get this? And I know, Joanna, they go to you. Do you know how to do this with Medicare or Medicaid and all of that? There is a listing and a woman whom we had on the show. Her name is Ellen Smiley. And she will help you in finding non-governmental resources for people if you are in need of assistance. There is a list. You could call her and reach her at area code 516-659-1186. You do not have to be a Long Island person. Ellen is very versed in her knowledge, and she would be very happy to help you financially in areas in question or maybe where you could possibly go to get the help that you need. So check out Ellen, 516-659-1186. And real fast on you, my friend, you, Joanna, you have the candles going, right?
Yes, I do. And there's a very big special right now. It's towards autism. And for every candle you buy, a dollar is given to an autism cause. And the reason why I sound like as if I'm not with it is because I'm looking at 20,000 different things, and I'm so sorry, but it's My Country Scents Candles. And to get it on the web, it's www.countryscentscandles.com/store/Joe with JoJo G. And there's more than candles there, trust me. Really, just go and look. I mean, they're soy, they're 100% soy. They're actually made to order. So, you know, it's like all natural. I mean, you can't beat them. They have the gels, they have the animals with the scents, they have essence oils. It's just, it's a great, great cause. And the candles have on it different positive thoughts for autism. So there's a really big special thing going on right now. And you could also join yourself. You don't have to get it, you know, and think it's going to cost you anything, because it's not going to cost you anything. So if you go to the site, just go to my page, which is My Country Scents Candles, and you get all the information there. Or I do post it on the Facebook page under Joanna Garfield McNally. So you can also find it there. But I also wanted to remind everybody that just remember that this is for we want to give you your knowledge. We're handing you your knowledge. We're handing you ways to empower, for empowerment, enlightenment. You have your own journey, and this is basically a disclaimer, and we want you to know that we're not trying to tell you what to do or anything else, and this is for entertainment purposes also. We're not doctors. We're not healers. You're calling in to us, and we're helping you. And I know that Dawn Marie, if you ever go to her site, she has a disclaimer also on hers. So please understand that. We're not telling you what to do. You all have free will. And we're just here to guide you, because trust me, there's that little spark in everybody's life, and that little thing could just set off that wonderful gift that you have that you can give to everyone else. Thank you.
Thank you for that. Yeah, and
you're
I
welcome.
Want to tell you, David Karg, that was on with us last Wednesday, who did the energy topic on the healing and all, he was absolutely amazing. And I know it was not a psychic show, and some people were a little confused with that, but his answers about connecting with a relationship and feeling the energy yourself, he was really great. And you know, I don't know if he's listening or not, but I want to say a shout-out to him and say thank you. Really a great show. And tonight we have a great show. Tonight this is Dawn Marie, Angel Eyes. Dawn Marie and I personally have never met face-to-face, but nothing in life is a coincidence, and she was away on a trip. And unknowingly, there was a friend of mine who was away on the trip, and these two were tripping on the trip, not like drugs, but they were tripping on the trip, and they wound up realizing that they both knew me, and it was like thrilling, exciting, and we had lots of conversations, and I asked Dawn Marie to join us tonight, and here you are, and how are you, Dawn?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for having me on the show. I'm really excited.
Oh, thank you.
You're very welcome, dear. We're happy you're with us, really. You're a psychic medium. I'm a psychic extra small, but that's okay. I'm not jealous of your medium. But tell us a little bit about you, because you do have a board here of people that, I guess they just want to have information. So tell us about you.
I have been doing this. I woke up 9/11. I lost a friend in the World Trade Center, the fireman. And after that, I guess being close to his age, I at the time was like 29, he was 31, and just having someone pass that you're close with, it just affected me. And then I started having all these spiritual experiences, kept waking up at night, and then my grandmother came to me and just told me to pray and taught me about energetic protection. And then I went to a medium, Jeffrey Wan, and he told me about these sensitivities are happening because I also have these abilities that I should tune in and learn about them. So he sent me to a teacher, Pat Longo, and after that, because I'm not a big reader, I couldn't get enough of this stuff, and obviously most people read to find out more. So since I'm not a big reader, I had a learning disability when I was younger with reading. So reading has always been difficult for me. So I usually, when I read, I do books on tape and all that, or I go see the authors in person, and I learn under their workshops, I learn from their presentations, and I traveled to California, to Omega, to a lot of the Hay House I Can Do It tours, and I met amazing authors. I even went to Alaska on a cruise with many world-renowned spiritual teachers and authors, such as Greg Braden, Sonia Choquette, of course, Louise Hay, and Wayne Dyer was there. I actually sang karaoke with Wayne Dyer on the cruise.
Wow.
So it's been an amazing journey. I couldn't get enough. And at the time, I was young, I was single, I was in the financial world, so I was making good money. I'm still in the financial world. I do my spiritual teachings and readings at night and weekends. And it's been a whole lot of fun. It's been an amazing experience. I have such an amazing group of students. I actually... we're just doing readings out of my house, or people wanted a party. And then all of a sudden, I had this opportunity. I got an email from Laura and Terry, and who is at the center, and they said, we're looking in Huntington. We're opening a place. We wanted to see if you wanted to rent space. And it was right at the time when I just had gotten engaged, and I was going to be marrying a man with 3 children. So we needed to get a bigger house. And I was doing readings out of my house. And then because of that, the space opened up, and it was a way for me to take my meditation room and my where I did my readings and bring it to the center. They're like, what hours are you looking for? I'm like, I need to move my whole office here. So they're like, wonderful. And so I've been here full time since July 2012, and I've been teaching classes, and I do private readings, and it's just been a wonderful experience. It's the Long Island Healing Arts and Learning Center, and it's also a store, and they also, their vision is to help people shine their light, to get them out there, to have a space to teach, to grow, to learn, for everybody, you know? So it's been just an amazing journey.
It is an amazing journey, and, you know, we're the people like us, I don't know how many people understand it, but people like us live in a supernatural world. But we still live in a human body existence. And we, too, have to juggle a lot of our emotions, our feelings, and so forth. And the journey, I'm not saying mine is better than yours or somebody's better than theirs or whatever. Sometimes I often wonder, and I don't want to start a fury of rage here, but sometimes I often wonder if living in this type of a supernatural type world, that a lot of our lessons are a little more stricter than until we get it, because once we get it, it's like a V8 hitting us in the head with a can, you know, like, oh my God, what took me so long? I don't know if our lessons are a little bit stricter, you know, because people say, gee, I really wish I got my stuff all together like you do. And I don't think people realize that we have stuff. We have learnings.
Yep.
But I think it's a little harder. What do you think, Joanna? What do you think, Dawn? Joanna, what do you think?
Oh, I think it's definitely a little bit harder because it's difficult sometimes in many different ways because there's a lot of stuff as we go on our journey that we see happening around us. And it's like I sometimes will get frustrated and you know, want to just sometimes shake somebody. And then you realize that, hey, you know what, Joanna, you were in that spot at one time.
Right.
You know, and it's these lessons that we learn, and we just realize that as we see things around us and as we meditate or we send out energy or we send out prayers or we're with the same group of people, everything around us seems to change. But, yes, I definitely do because we have a stricter rules and regulations that aren't even written down. You know, we have unwritten rules that we follow just because of our gut and our spirituality and what it is that we know and we learn and what we're receiving from our masters or teachers. What do you think, Dawn?
Yes, I know that I believe that we all are our own spiritual leaders in our own communities because not everyone knows everyone you know. So we are supposed to, we also have mentors and teachers, and then we also are the mentors and teachers for others. And to awaken and inspire them to, like that's a tagline in my business, Angel Eyes Dawn Marie, let me help you find your, see your inner truth. Because we're supposed to do our best to live our purpose, to be the light workers we're called to be. And a lot of us and a lot of my students and clients that come here, they're like, something's missing. I need more. You know, and we all talk about, like you were saying, sometimes you have people in your life that you want to see. You want them to wake up. You want them to see how you see. But you have to be patient because people are doing the best they can based on their level of awareness. People are doing the best they can until they have their own spiritual experience. A lot of times people wake up when they lose a loved one, when they have a tragic event in their life that they need to reach for a higher power of love to help them through it. Excuse me. So, you know, I think right now the world really needs the light workers to step up. I actually channeled a song and I put music to it, and I'm working with a student of mine, Spirit Guided Me, which is interesting because it's pretty much called Time to Be Seen. It's about light workers, waking up light workers, you know?
Wow.
And the time is now, and I feel like there's going to be a big shift within the next year, and that's why everyone is really being pushed now more than ever before to take it a notch bigger, to go bigger, to take the classes they need to take because, you know, and just get pushed out of your comfort zone and do things that you wouldn't normally do out of fear. And you know what? You said something, Lois, about no one's journey is the same. And there's no psychic medium or healer that's the same. It's about making it your own. like my reading, people could sign up for an angel card reading, get mediumship. People could sign up for a past life regression and get a lesson on energetic protection because they didn't know it.
Right.
I'm a spirit-based teacher. I'm a spirit-based reader. I always say, just be open to what spirit has to show for you, because that's how it works for me, especially in my classes and also in my private sessions. You know, because I just trust, I always tell my students, you know, if you trust in spirit, you know, if you trust in the card, then,
well,
I agree with you.
And I think we're basically on the same page. I'm getting a message here that we're getting a lot of echo, and I don't know why, and, I don't know what to do to fix it, so maybe
is this any better? Because I took it off speaker.
I don't, if I take you off speaker, I might just disconnect myself. I don't know what
no,
I'm doing.
No, I took you off speaker, but when I'm going to have to put it back on speaker if I'm going to, you know, use my cards
speaker,
for readings later.
Right. Speaker on
all
your
right,
phone.
Well, I'm sorry, folks. You're going to have to deal with us. Joanna, are we ready to go? I mean, we have a lot of people here that are looking to talk with this young lady, and they're listening very intently. And in between, you know, we'll interject with Dawn Marie, maybe a comment or whatever. And Dawn Marie, how are you? You ready to go? You ready to do it?
Sure.
I do want to say one thing before Dawn Marie starts. If our listeners could focus in on one question, please, remembering that we have a limited time, and during this limited time, it is much easier. We don't have like 20 or 30 minutes. So if we could limit it to one question, please. And now it's really worth Dawn Marie.
5 minutes, though. Each reading's a little bit different. We want to be fair. We're not going to give you 2 minutes and somebody else 12 minutes. We'll be as fair as we could.
Right.
Okay.
And
are we ready? I'm sorry. Go ahead,
Joe. Yes. I was just going to say, Dawn, I believe you're going to be using angel cards, correct?
Yes.
And if something else comes up, then it comes up. But we're basically using that to focus with. I want everyone to realize that Dawn Marie, once you go on her webpage, you're going to be absolutely amazed. She has mediumship classes, automatic writing. She's a healer. She does guided meditations. She works with the Ascended Masters readings. She's certified past life exploration, speaking events. I mean, it goes on and on and on and on. She opens
Thank
up
you.
With the third eye. Quite is a healer, an ordained minister counselor, and she's been, gosh, in metaphysical teachings, you know, for years now. I tell you, we're in it. I think Lois and I mean, I've been doing this for like 60 years, and I know Lois has been also, so this is fantastic. I mean, all this stuff with this amount of time, you are blessed.
Thank you.
You know, that's I was ahead of my time. If you go back when Lois and I were doing this, you know, we were like the
there wasn't
the
anyone
ages.
Back then, right? Not many.
We're
right?
like the Stone Ages, because half of the stuff people didn't want to talk about. Even though we were talking about it, they didn't want to know about it. So it's really a wonderful thing that all the people nowadays, all the readers and the metaphysicians that are out there now have this opportunity to be able to express it, to have the opportunity that people are more into Reiki healing, you know, into Reiki, into angel cards, astrology, you know, mediumship. And, you know, the whole focus of this whole thing is basically for to wake up that person, to realize all we can do is guide them, people. Please, listeners, all we can do is guide you. You have to do the work. You
right.
have to do it. And I'm going to get off of my soapbox because we have a lot of people here. And Dawn, really, thank you so, so very much. Really, I hope one day I get to meet you.
Oh, yes, me too. I'd love to meet you guys. And, yes, I think it's amazing how Lois started, how I actually was introduced to Lois by Steve in Toronto, who is part
oh my
of White
gosh.
Light. And then I randomly, on my husband's work trip, ran into Jenny Lang, which was such an amazing, we still keep in touch. We definitely owe her a call. But
I swear,
but
the world, it's smaller than we think. The world
it is. And
is smaller
than
we think.
I think spirit definitely connects us and helps. I know that people that show up for my classes or find the center and show up for readings, they're like, I don't know how I found you, but I found you on the internet. It's like spirit.
Right.
You know.
Well,
okay,
we're very fortunate, but let us move on over here, okay?
Yep.
We're going to take our first caller. We know who this is, Angelique, and happy Easter, happy Passover. How are you?
Oh, I'm okay, I guess.
You guess?
I've been watching Jesus of Nazareth all night long, trying to connect. You sound a lot better, Lois. You got your voice back.
Yeah, I have my voice back. Yep, it's so far so good. I wish I could breathe better, but yeah, it's good. I'm grateful. All's good.
Joanna,
all's good.
Are you good?
What am I doing?
I said happy Earth Day. What's going on?
Oh, happy Earth Day. Well, I'm at a point right now, because I had a lot of exit points in my lifetime, and I'm just kind of wondering, why am I still here? What is my purpose to be here?
Okay, Angelique. Angelique, is that your name?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, first of all, you have an angel in your name, which is beautiful. I love it.
Thank you.
So I'm going to grab my life purpose card deck to tune in to your life purpose. So let me grab that right now. And I'm very nice to meet you.
Very nice
and
to meet
you,
too.
And I'm glad you're still here. Okay, Angelique. I'm tuning into your energy. Shuffling the cards. And I want you to stay stopped when you feel intuitive and guided to stop. And I'm going to be stopping when you say stop. I'm shuffling the cards right now, and I just want you to tell me when to stop.
Okay. I stop.
Okay. And I'm also shuffling my unicorn deck to bring in miracles. And I'm shuffling now. And just tell me when to stop.
It's stop.
Okay. All righty. And tuning into your energy, I feel like you're a type of person that is a seeker. You always go deep into thought about what it is that you're going to do, your next step. I feel like you're definitely a thinker. The card that came up for that jumped out was about family. So I feel like family and friends are very important to you. And having those close connections are very important to you. Does that resonate with you?
Yeah, it does.
And I feel like the times that you don't have those close connections with specific family members. Do you have a sister?
Passover.
What?
Passover.
You have a sister on the other side?
Yes.
Okay, because right away, as soon as the family part came up, I was thinking a sister. So have you been able to receive signs from her?
Not really. We weren't close.
Okay. Just because you weren't close in the physical doesn't mean your souls didn't contract to work together on this life. This could be part of why you're still, like you said, you felt like it was your time, but you're still here. You're building that relationship. I believe that when my friend Mike passed away in 9/11, we became a team, and he helped me awaken to my own gift. Okay, so she could be here and helping you. Because we all have the ability to connect with our loved ones, guides and angels. Have you been connecting? Because you sound like
I used to read cards and I used to do readings. I just haven't done them in a long time.
Okay. Well, you know, the next card that I'm picking up is teaching and books, and it's about also listening to music and raising your vibration by turning that music on. And it shows that you're a natural teacher. So part of your purpose involves relationships with family, connecting, and that you are knowing that you're a natural teacher. And have you either written a book or want to write a book?
No, I haven't written a book. Someone told me to write a book.
Okay, well, it's popping up here as well, so this is validating what you've heard before, because you have a story that needs to be shared. You have life experience that you went through that's personal, that could help others heal, and that's part of your life purpose as well. And it's saying that it's worth waiting for, this book. It's saying that you're going to share your story, and there are a lot of people that are curious about what it is that you're going to be sharing. And you're going to see, and my ears are popping right now, I feel like your sister's going to be on the journey with you. I feel like Archangel Gabriel is around you, and Mephisozek, which is an ascended master, around you that's here to help, and Lakshmi as well. So these are the ascended masters that are around you that are going to help you on your journey. So you got a lot more to do.
I was kind of hoping God was going to call me home.
You know, it's funny because I have a friend of mine that is also a spiritual teacher, and she actually was in a car accident, and she got the experience of going to the light and seeing them, and she's like, I don't want to go back. And they're like, no, you have to go back. And now she's still doing her work. But she wanted, you know, we all signed up for this, and there's more for us to do, and that's why. And we're also, you're here at a very unique time. I mean, ever since 2012, it's been a big shift in consciousness, and you're a part of it, and you're here to be a teacher and be a leader.
Wow.
And I'm sending you so much love. I see so much love from your heart, and it's about loving and forgiving yourself, moving forward, and sharing your story, sharing your light, and being the light worker you're meant to be. And as you do, you're going to be so excited about getting up every day, you're not going to want to go home, because you're going to be living heaven and earth at once. You're going to be living, you're going to be like connecting with heaven and earth all at once. Like my chills, my whole body, there's chills in my whole body. Like you are going to be living your purpose, and you're going to be so excited that you are here, that you're helping so many people, and you're helping yourself as well, because it's part of your journey. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yay! I can't wait to see what you're going to teach us all.
Yeah, me too.
Sending you so much love and so many blessings.
Oh, thank you so much.
And with your name, it's like you have angels on your knees.
The what?
You're angelic. Your name's angelic. I love it.
Oh, thank you.
Angelique.
Yeah.
Do you have another question, or is there anything else I can help you with?
Well, I'm kind of wondering about my son's father. He passed away before my son was a year old. If he had anything he could tell me, I could tell my son, our son.
Hold on 1 second. What I'm receiving right now is about him being strong and being a fighter and knowing that he can get through anything that comes his way.
Yeah, that's him.
Okay. So I guess that is just validating his strength and that he's helping you through that. Okay? He's helping him be strong on the other side.
Okay.
Okay?
All right, thank you.
And look for the signs. Look for the signs for your sister and your and him, and know that they're all here to help you.
I get signs from him. He sends me butterflies or flies.
Well, next time, all you got to do is quiet your mind, and then you'll hear from him, and you could actually have a conversation. But I'm sorry,
okay,
we have to go. There's another caller coming in.
Yeah, I know.
So
you gave me a lot of time. I deeply appreciate it. Thank you.
You're very welcome. God bless.
Oh, God bless you, too. God bless you.
Thank you.
I'm in there. Love you, too.
Love you.
Okay, we're going to go on over here to caller 845-920, 845-920.
Hello?
Hello, 845-920, you're on the air.
Yes, this is Selena. I'm in New York, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
Where's my pasta? Where's my pasta?
You're coming over.
I'm coming over. Prince Spaghetti Day, I'm coming over.
You're coming over, you have everything. Don't worry about it.
Nah.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear your name.
Maria. Anita.
Anita.
Lena, L-A.
Lena.
Right.
She's funny. Lena's a good cook. We could smell the garlic from wherever she comes on the air, you know? We got to get some.
Manja.
You coming over.
I'm
make
the Manja.
Wait a minute.
Question,
I got to put it.
Lena?
Just a second.
What's
I got to put it on. You guys, you let me know that before I make arancini for you guys.
Say that again. What happened?
I got a question. Do you hear me?
Okay, go ahead.
I hear you.
Yeah, we got you.
My daughter finished the project. You think they're going to buy Abby or Jason?
I'm having a hard time hearing you. Daughter Felicia?
Lena, who wants to buy what? Say it again.
I got it to people. We don't know who's going to buy. Jason or Rob.
So your question is somebody going to purchase what, a house?
Right.
Okay. So you're looking to sell a house, and you want to know if somebody's going to come along and buy it soon, correct?
No. Projeto, my daughter works. My daughter
Okay. I don't know, Dawn. What do you think?
I just want to make sure I heard it. Lena is asking about her daughter, Felicia, if her house is going to sell. Is that it?
No. It's a project to work. Something my daughter did.
The echo is really bad. I'm having a real hard time hearing you.
Yeah, having a hard time. Lena, I'll tell you what.
Yes.
I'm going to call you personally myself, okay?
All right.
I'm going to call you. And if it not be tomorrow, I'll call you by Wednesday, and you could talk to me because it's hard to understand this over the phone.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. And I'll call you, all right? You're going to see my area code says 518, all right?
You know, I did pull a card for her with what I did receive, and the card I got is have the faith that everything's going to happen the way it's happening. And it's going to be very peaceful. And just to have the vision of whatever it is that she wants, whether it's the sale of the house, to manifest it by visualizing it. And then that's going to have the faith, feel the peace, visualize it, manifest what you want, and know that it's going to happen and follow the signs from above.
Okay, thank you. God bless you.
And believe
thank
in
you.
Miracles, okay?
Thank you.
God bless. Believe in miracles.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Have the faith.
I'll call you, Lena. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank
you're
you
welcome,
honey.
I promise
I'll call you. Okay. We're going to move on over here. Unfortunately, the echo and the accent, but the garlic sure smells good. Anyway, let's go to our next lady. This is Deborah. Hi, Deborah. How are you?
Hi, how are you? How is everybody? Lois, I'm glad you feel better.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm getting there, honey. So what's going on?
I just wanted to know if Dawn can just give me a general answer to just what's going on. Is that okay?
Like a message, a universal message that the angels and guides have for you.
Thank you. Yes. Is that okay?
Yes. Perfect. I'm going to tune into your energy. What's your name again?
Deborah.
Deborah. Okay. I'm going to tune into your energy, Deborah. As I'm getting ready to shuffle the cards. And I want you to tell me when to stop.
Stop.
Okay.
In the name of love.
I love it. Okay, so right now there is something in your life that you need to let go and leave in the past. Like, you know they say surrender, release things in your life that are not serving you.
Absolutely.
That makes sense. That's the biggest thing. And once you do that, all good things come. I actually, getting a sense of your personality, I feel like you are someone that is super positive. And it's, you know, sometimes you don't, sometimes you don't let, you know, you don't let things get to you. Sometimes you don't really feel it, but because you always try to find the higher perspective. But sometimes you got to feel it, release it, and then move on. Does that make sense?
Somewhat. I can hold on to things. It is
right.
Hard for me sometimes to let go.
Okay. So they're saying once you do that, you're going to feel renewed. Because
okay.
It's hard to let go. But
yes.
By you letting go, it allows the space. It's kind of like getting rid of all those old clutter that's not serving you, and then it makes room for you to bring new stuff. So
right.
Just know that it's really important. And it's also about rewarding yourself for all the hard work you've done, what you've been through. And you have let go of things in your past, and you've reaped the reward. So it's remembering the times when you have let go and the good that has happened so you can do it again. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. And also they're saying once you do, your dreams are going to come true. Your wishes are going to come true. The things you want are going to come true.
Okay. I'm for that.
Yeah, and it's about letting go of fear and just focusing
right.
on, you know, not worrying about how something's going to happen. It's just letting go of that. Okay?
Right. I do understand.
And tuning into your angels that are around you. Oh, Lakshmi again is here, and that's all about bringing a prosperity your way.
Okay.
And I'm also seeing Archangel Jeremiah, which is all about life review. It's all about taking a look at where you're at and making the appropriate changes that you need in your life to do the things you want to do. And it's about taking action, not just having the idea, but actually taking action. Archangel Uriel is also another archangel that's around you that wants to help you take the action on your inspired ideas.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. God bless.
And that's a confirmation for Archangel Uriel because he's come through before. And
oh.
I am working on what, yeah. And I am working on what you're saying, and I thank you very, very much. I really
good.
Do.
Oh, good. And you know what? It's the cards are saying it's there, and your dreams are going to come through. So it's just about taking the steps, and it's there
okay.
for you.
Thank you so very, very, very much.
I'll send you so much love.
Love to all of you.
Thank
God
you,
bless.
Deb.
Thank you. Lois, one quick question. The prior person, maybe she can email a question to you before the show so that you'd be able to understand her?
I don't think she does
that. That's a very good thought. Yeah, that's all.
Okay.
I'll call her. That's a very
okay,
good
love
thought.
You. Bye.
If she I will do that. If she wants to email me or you get me that email or text, send me the question and I'll do it for her on my own time. That's fine.
Beautiful. We'll share it with you, Dawn, later. Thank you.
Okay, perfect.
Love you guys. Bye.
Thank you.
Have a good evening.
You too.
Okay, we have another caller here, and it is Trisha. Hello, stranger. How are you?
I'm no stranger than you are.
Oh, touche, lady. Touche.
Touche on that, young lady.
Hi, Lois, Joanna, and Dawn Marie. Thank you for the show.
Hi. What's your name again?
Dawn Marie, are you... oh my goodness! What happened to me? My brain died.
What is your name? I didn't get that.
Trisha.
Trisha, that's right.
I'd actually would like any guidance from I would like it actually from my family on the other side, but I'll take it from any spiritual source. I mean, you know.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to bring in my Archangel card deck right now.
Okay.
And I'm going to shuffle, and I'm going to have you tell me when to stop. I'm going to begin right now, clearing this deck, getting it ready for you. Hold on. Inviting your loved ones, angels, and guides to give you the divine wisdom that you need to hear from right now.
You can
and
stop.
Stop?
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Oh, that's interesting.
Okay.
So the cards that popped up is also Archangel Jeremiah, who is all about life review. It's about doing the next step of what you're supposed to be. It's taking your life at where you've come and what else it is that you want to get done here. And they're saying the Archangel Raguel is another card that I pulled, and Raguel is all about relationships with family. And what's interesting is it's clairsentience, so it's about your clairs and getting feelings. Do you sometimes get a feeling when your loved ones are around?
Oh yeah.
Okay. So they're saying that have patience, and when you get that feeling, just know that you have the ability to communicate with them. Yourself directly.
Okay.
Okay. And
yeah.
Archangel Samuel is the Archangel of Love, and it's all about bringing peace to your life.
Okay.
Okay.
Very good. Thank you very much. I just totally off topic for Joanna and Lois. My computer monitor died. So if anybody has sent me any Facebook Messenger messages, I have no access to that. Because I know sometimes, you know, we just pass along little things, whatever. So I'm not snubbing anybody. I'm just don't have access at the moment. That's all.
Trisha, I have one more thing I wanted to say to you.
Sure.
Another card that popped up was channeling through writing. Have you ever done any automatic writing connecting with your family members?
No.
Okay, well, that's something for you to look into, to have that direct connection, because for the cards to come up about clairsentience, and creative writing is saying that they want to come through and connect with you. And is your mom passed on the other side?
Yes.
Okay, I feel a very strong presence of mom with you, okay? And she's showing me flowers, roses.
Oh, my God, yes. My mother was a flower. Yes.
She was a florist, okay. So that will be a sign for her as you see the flowers. All of a sudden, you're going to see flowers that are blooming, which shouldn't be bloomed yet. And that's a sign. So you might have had that experience. If not, it's going to happen soon.
Okay.
And she wants to connect with you through the pen. Automatic writing is a great way to do it. All you do is say your prayers, put yourself in the white light, feel the presence, write dear, write your name, Tricia, and invite your mom to come through and just start writing. There's a book that you can get, Angel Speak, by Barbara and Trudy, and it's a great book that can help you, and you will be able to have that connection with your mom again.
Wow. Okay. Thank you so very much. Joanne,
you're very welcome. God bless. And good luck on your Facebook.
I love you guys.
Love you,
thank
too.
You. Love you, too. Miss you.
Yes.
Trisha, it's Lois. I have a question for you. Yes. Whose birthday or anniversary, something coming up or just passed?
My mother and brother's birthdays just passed on April 10th and the 11th. And
okay,
I always,
they're acknowledging your well wishes to them, and they send you love. I just want to let you know that.
Oh, my God. In terms of validation of what Dawn Marie just said, I post flowers on Facebook as a symbol to my mother. Like,
oh, my God.
Yeah. Roses and lilacs and forget-me-nots and hydrangeas specifically. Okay, so, like, I love you more than ever. And
and we love you
even
more
though
than
you
ever.
Call it strange, okay, that's all right.
Strange,
okay.
Strangers is our tribe. Are you kidding?
Yeah, that's
all
right.
Get me off before I start hamming it up. Come on.
Such a pleasure to be with you tonight. Thank you.
Thank you so very much. Blessed be.
Thank
so
you.
Good. God bless, honey. God bless.
Thank
okay.
You.
Dawn Marie, how do people find you?
Oh, people can find me on the website of Long Island Healing Arts and Learning Center. You could actually add to the mailing list, and that's all my events and classes go through there. They do all my advertising for me. And I also have my own website, which is angelizedawnmarie.com. And you could also get on the mailing list there as well. Tomorrow night I have a class, and it's actually exactly what we were just talking about, is about connecting with your loved ones. We all have the ability. It's from 6:30 to 9:30 at the center. It's right in Huntington on Jericho Turnpike, 868 West Jericho Turnpike in West Hills, Huntington.
Perfect.
Yeah, and I have classes coming up. I teach angel card classes. I'm doing readings here on Friday nights. I do usually readings once a month on a Friday afternoon, and then I have my classes. I have automatic writing classes coming up and angel card. And really, there's spiritual awareness, intuitive development, because I believe we all have the ability to connect to spirit. We all have the intuition that's untapped, and it's about waking up and finding the connection and finding our purpose.
I agree.
Any phone number they can get you at?
What was that?
Any phone number, Dawn, they could call
actually,
you at?
Actually, my cell number is what I prefer. And okay. I prefer text messages. And my cell number is 516-578-4766. And you could just send me a text, your information. I'll add you to my contact, and I'll let you know whatever you need. That's the best way to reach me.
And
I'm
you can find all this information on our blog, on the post. You know, you could always go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Lois T. Martin. And you can review and hear tonight's episodes. And you can go back into time if you'd like to. I like to go forward. No, you can go back into time and learn a lot from all the wonderful people that have been on this show. And thank you all.
Yes, we can learn a lot.
Yes, you can learn a lot.
All right, well, we're going to move on to the next one who needs to speak with Dawn Marie. And I lost it. Isn't that something? Okay, bear with me. Bear with me. It's a lot of, we have a lot of media light show tonight. I don't know if anybody's going to see it, but it's out there. So there's a little interference electronically. I'm not going to.
Are you looking for 347? Lois, you looking
right.
For 347-684?
Thank you very much. You're perfect. Hello, 347-684.
There you go.
Hello, Lois. It's Vivian.
Hey, Vivian. How are you?
I'm very good. How are you? How are you, Joanna?
Hey, Vivian.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. How's everybody?
Hello,
good.
Vivian.
Hi, Dawn.
How was the holiday?
The holidays were good. I can't complain. And, yeah, everything was okay. Everything was fine. I have a very, very quick question. Wonderful things have been happening in the last couple of weeks, you know, for me and my family and my nephews and nieces. And rather than, I would like to know, how does one thank the angels? Because I really feel like they're around us.
Oh, my God. That is so beautiful, Vivian. And I'm actually so glad you asked this question because during one of my makeup classes for my angel card reading, I had a student, and he had this visualization in, like, the meditation I brought her through. And she's like, why am I sending – my hands are up, and I'm sending the angels energy. And I got a channeled message is that the angels appreciate us sending them energy. Because just like your soul, and I'm like, we think, who are we, mere mortals, right? They don't need our. But, you know, if you look at all those pendants, like any of the saints, those silver, little silver, on the back of it says, pray for us. So we're always asking the angels for assistance, which is good because they want to help us. And then we're always grateful to them. But it's also about sending our love and light back to them. So in a meditation, you can do it, and we can do it right now and just visualize it. The angels and your loved ones, take a moment, take a deep breath, and say, thank you, angels, guides, loved ones that have been sending me so many blessings. And see and visualize all the angels and the loved ones that are here for you, that you connect with, that you pray to. It could be Ascended Masters, Jesus, God, whoever you pray to. Thank them for all the wonderful blessings. Thank them for continuing to bring beautiful blessings and peace your way. And now, from your heart, I want you to send pink light for love back to them and see them receive it. Pink for love from your heart. Green for healing from your heart. White from the goddess, God within, from your heart, sending your love, sending your light, and sending your healing back to the angels and the guides. And as they're sending you, their love back to you, feeling the energy, feeling that oneness connection.
Thank you. Yes, they've been very good to us. They have been very good to us these last few months. I have to thank them. Absolutely.
Yes. Did you visualize that?
Absolutely. Of course I did.
And you know, you also can send, especially since it's Earth Day, you also can send your love and light from your heart to Mother Earth as Mother Earth continues to send energy up to you through grounding. And you could send your love to the earth as well, especially with it being Earth Day today. So send your love, that green and the white and pink light to earth. And as you're receiving earth energy as well, and you're in this beautiful bubble of light from the heavens, from earth, having the experience of heaven and earth, feeling that oneness connection now and always.
Yes.
Namaste.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. If you continue to do that, you really feel the connection. It's really powerful.
And Joanna, Brandon's going to get in touch with you.
Oh, is he really fantastic?
Well, I told him about Chip, and he said that, you know, he does videos, but he asked, would you do a video for a podcast or whatever? I said, I would love to.
Have him call.
Okay. Dawn, thank you so very, very much.
Oh, you're very welcome. My pleasure. Keep sharing that. Spreading the love and light.
And Vivian, you know what's really exciting when you do something like that? I must admit, I have to tell an interesting little story, is that when you can find them right standing like right next to you, and it's practically like as if they're hugging you sometimes. And the
it's
other
amazing,
day I was doing something. I was reading one of my books, right? And all of a sudden, I felt, not only did I know a spirit itself was in the room watching over me, but it was like I could feel this angel. And I'm going, and I turned around, and I'm going, but there's nobody there. And all of a sudden, I could feel this angel again, like just going, hi, I'm here. And I'm like, oh, okay. And I cried. You know, and really, you could actually, that's how close when you meditate. Not only do you feel your spirit guides, but you could actually totally feel their presence. Like,
it's really cool. I got the
when they give you hugs. When they give you hugs and then they give you, you know, hi, I'm here, you know, and I quieted myself. At first, I didn't pay attention. You know, I went, okay, who was that? And then I said, all right, Joanna, just quiet yourself. They want your attention, you know. Yes. And that's when you could really, really feel them.
Very true.
By just
well, my
paying attention,
I don't even know why they're on the other side because they're always hanging around us. But anyway.
You know what, Vivian, you know what's funny? I just was guided to pull a card for you from the Archangel card deck. And the angel that came forward for you was Archangel Haniel, which is expanding your intuition. So they're hanging around because they want you to tune in and connect with them more.
I will. I will.
Yes.
Archangel Haniel and Raziel are great people to help expand your intuition. I call them people because they're like my peeps, my angels.
I never even heard these names before. What's the names again?
Archangel Haniel and Archangel Raziel.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Okay. Not Raziel.
Yeah, you can look them up.
All right, Joanna, you still text me the names.
Gee, thanks. It's going to cost you. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, guys. We got to move on.
Yes.
We got more people.
We got a lot of people. Vivian, thank you. God bless
you.
I'm happy for you. And we'll keep you on headphones.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Love you.
Okay,
Because I'm used to doing hour-long readings, but I have done 5-minute readings, so I'll try to keep it quicker.
You're doing great.
Don't change anything. You're doing great.
Okay, thank you.
We're at 516-557. Is this Victoria?
Yes, it is.
Oh, I'm so psychic. Thank you. How are you, honey?
I'm better. I'm doing better, thank God.
Good.
How you doing?
Hi, Victoria.
Hi. I guess I'm trying to think of a good question.
I could just tune in and see what the angels want to tell you or the guides and see who's around you.
Okay, I'm open to that.
Or if there's a specific question, whatever you want.
Well, I guess I have a question about my daughter. I'm a little concerned with her. We've been like bickering a little bit.
Okay. And what's her name?
Jessica.
Okay.
And I'm just kind of wondering about, you know, maybe or guided to see, maybe you could see like what she's supposed to be doing. Life-wise, you know, career-wise.
It's interesting, when you said you had a question, I was hearing job-related. So.
Oh, yeah, well, that's me, too.
No, that's you, too.
Yeah, that's me, too. Well, I'm thinking, like, more career for myself, but anyway.
Okay, so let me tune into your first question about your daughter and your relationship with her and how we can help strengthen that right now, okay? I'm guided to use the Saints and Angels card deck, and I'm going to start shuffling. I'm tuning in to you and your relationship with your daughter. And just tell me when to stop.
Stop.
Okay, now I have cards in my right hand and cards in my left. Which one's the top?
Left.
Perfect. Okay. Now, does she not handle her stress? Does she have a lot of either anxiety, does she have a hard time handling stress?
Yeah.
Okay, because the stress management card came up, and I feel like you've been very generous with your time with her, and you almost feel like, you know, you've been, you know, very generous. You want to look deeper. You want her to, I feel like you want to help her, okay? But there's only so much she'll allow you to do. Does that make sense?
She's 18, so that explains it all, right?
Yeah. Yeah, they think they know it all. I know, right?
Yeah.
Well, so they're saying that it's about being optimistic, okay, going within, praying.
Okay.
A lot of time, prayer really helps. Praying
mm-hmm.
for her angels to help guide her, okay?
Okay?
And having the confidence and trust, let go, let God, in the angels,
mm-hmm.
because the more, we try to, as parents, try to tell kids what to do. It's the typical thing that they do the opposite.
Right.
So they're saying have the confidence that she's going to make the decisions that she needs. If she doesn't make the right one, she's going to have a learning lesson. It's all part of her journey. And have the confidence. Also, Archangel Michael is showing his presence here. And it's all about having the confidence and trust in the universe, trust in the wonderful job that you've done raising her, and just realizing that that you're going to get through this. And it's about empowering her on her. If you shift from being, you're always going to be the parent, but if you shift by supporting some of her decisions that you might not agree and, agree with, I feel like there's going to be a shift in the relationship.
Okay.
Is she not sleeping well, or are you not sleeping well?
Well, she's not sleeping well, and I'm not.
Okay. Well, on my website, I have a prayer for sleep. It's channeled inviting Padre Pio, Raphael, and Jesus to help, and you could look for it there, and you should use it, and it will help you, okay?
Okay. All right.
All right.
All right. Can I ask one last question?
What was that?
Can I ask one last question?
It's up to Lois.
It has to be fast. I got a lot of callers here, please.
Okay. All right. I'm fast. I'm a Gemini. I'm pretty fast. Job for me, or possibly change of careers.
Okay. I'm shuffling the life purpose deck right now. I'm tuning in. As I'm tuning in, I'm seeing a lot of books, like a library. I'm seeing, and it's funny, and then I just pulled the author card. So I don't know if you're connected with books, like reading books or writing, but it sounds like for me to be seeing the library and seeing the books and then pull the author card, that's a strong message that you have a story that needs to be heard.
Okay.
And written.
Okay. All right. That makes sense.
Practice makes perfect. And then I pulled the abundance card that it's going to bring you prosperity.
Oh, okay. All right.
So start
beautiful.
Writing.
Beautiful.
Look,
thank
you
so much. You
might have already had it written.
Yeah. Actually, a psychic told me a long time ago, she goes, you don't need a reading. You need to write a book.
See?
Yeah.
So that's validating what you heard before. So get at it.
Okay. Thank you
all right,
so
God
much.
Bless.
God bless you guys.
Thanks for calling in. Have a good week.
Love you.
Thank you.
All right. We'll take care. Okay. We're going to go on to the next caller. And next
perfect.
Caller is here. 516-656. Sharon, is this you?
It's me.
How's the girl? How you doing?
Oh, phenomenal. Couldn't be better.
Yeah, okay. That sounds good. What's your question for Dawn?
My question is where is my life going? What is ahead for me at this point in my life?
What is ahead for you in your life?
Yes, what's ahead for me? Where is my life going at this point?
Okay, I'm going to tune into your energy right now, Karen. I'm actually grabbing my Blessed Mother Mary card deck. And I'm getting the card deck ready, and I'm going to start shuffling. Now, tell me when you want me to stop.
Stop.
14. So the mother card came up. Open my heart to my mother's, hold on, humanness and her divinity. It's also a Blessed Mother Mary. Are you connected? Are you religious? You connected with Blessed Mother Mary?
No.
Okay. So Blessed Mother Mary is the card that I was shown that I, out of the seven I have out here. So that means that she is around you. She's also all about the children. I also see that that, hold on. Do you really enjoy cooking?
No, not really.
Okay. So I'm also seeing that that could be therapeutic for you, is cooking. So hold on. And since it's not resonating, I'm going to go and you could write that down and see if it comes up for you again. Because it's funny because I don't like cooking, and every once in a while I'll get into it and I'll enjoy it, and it's actually therapeutic for me. But hold on one second. I'm going to grab another card deck and tune in.
Sure.
And see what else we have for you.
Okay.
Okay. So I see it's just time to start traveling. Have you been wanting to travel?
I'm not wanting to travel, but I'm thinking that I should travel with the lack of anything else to do.
Okay. They're saying that by you traveling, I also see that taking other, traveling to go to places like, for example, to further your education on the things that you're interested in, your hobbies, to, you know, let's say if it's spirituality, taking classes, and that you're going to have a lot of great learning experience, you're going to grow. It's also saying that you're going to be moving as well. And that you yourself, what was that?
No, I mean, I just said, that's all.
Okay. And it's saying that it's your time to do what you want to do and all the things that you wanted to do when you were younger that you haven't done yet. And it's about not compromising for any other reason, and it's about going for what you want to do and appreciating your own sensitivities, okay, and know that you have a lot of options. And there also can be something that you can do with the traveling that also can be a part of a career change for you, that you could actually continue to do your work on the road. And it's time to decide to do it, to make that next, take that next step. And you're going to be continuing to learn. And it also is involving you know, there's also, I feel like you're very good with children. Are you there?
No, I don't have any grandchildren. Yeah, I'm here. I said, I don't have any grandchildren, so I'm really not really that good with children.
Well, it's saying that it is a part of you, like a natural ability, even if you don't have the grandchildren, but children are. Like the children sometimes will just kind of come up to you or just smile. They see your light energy.
Okay. I'm also trying to decide if I should get into, my husband passed away from mesothelioma, which is the asbestos disease. And I'm thinking if I should get involved with that or not. With the mesothelioma group, I'm trying to decide.
Okay.
Any info on that?
I feel like it's something that is very near and dear and close to your heart, and I feel like you might be being guided by him to do it, to help others, and, you know, to help others that have gone through what he went through.
Is there any messages from the other side?
Hold on. I'm seeing you when you're sleeping before you go to bed. I almost see that, I don't know if you have one side of the bed that you always used to sleep on. You don't go into the next side, and I feel like you're having a conversation with him. That's what he's showing me. Does that make sense?
It's just, not a conversation, but I lay across the bed to both sides.
Okay. But, you know, he was showing me that it's like I see you praying before you go to bed and you're speaking to him. I don't know if there's a picture that you're looking at. You're having a conversation, and he's saying that he's whispering in your ear and that you're together. You're still there, and he's here for you.
I hope so. I hope so. So I do look at his picture constantly.
Yeah.
Have a picture out all over the place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So just know. Okay. Just know that he's
okay.
Going to follow the signs. Does he leave? Do you find coins or nickels?
No, I find pennies and dimes.
Okay, so I'm just getting coins, you know, finding coins or whatever that he's leaving for you. So everyone has different ways of connecting. Sometimes they find coins. Sometimes there's like certain birds or whatever, but he was showing me coins.
Yes, because I've been finding dimes and pennies a lot.
Dimes and pennies, wonderful. So just when he shows you that, acknowledge him, quiet your mind, take 40 breaths and say, surround yourself with a white bubble of light and say, oh, what do you want to say to me? And the biggest secret to mediumship and channeling is that it comes in your own thoughts, and you will be able to hear. You probably already have been talking to him, and you think you're making it up. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So that's validating for you that you are talking to him. Continue that relationship, and you will continue to have that communication, to have a new kind of relationship with him on the other side as spirit energy, okay? Sending you so much love.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. God bless, okay?
Okay, you too. Thank you.
Good night, Jess. Thank you.
Good night.
Lots of hugs.
Good night. Thanks, Lois.
See you later.
All right.
I like her.
All right, take care.
I like her.
I like you.
Anyway, behave yourself. Just behave yourself. Okay, we're going to move on over here. We have... So trying to get you all, honestly, we have another caller here, 908-652. Is this Lillian?
Yes, it is, Lois. How are you?
What's your name,
Lillian?
Happy holidays.
Oh, hi. Oh, thank you. Same to you.
Thank you,
everybody.
Honey. What can we do for you? What can we do tonight for
you? Is this a reading? I'm going to make this real fast. I understand I'm talking to Dawn. Hi, Dawn.
Hi, is your name Lillian?
Yes, my name is Lillian. When I was dating my husband, he passed away 2 years ago. When I was dating him back in 1978, a beautiful song came out. And we were driving, and he said to me, when it came on the radio, he said to me, that song was written from you to give to me. Well, the other day, I wasn't in the Easter mood. The other day I was in Walmart and the song came on, and I put my sunglasses on and tried and started to cry, and I was wondering if that was a sign from him.
Absolutely.
I actually, spirit energy uses music to come. That's how Mike started coming to me, is I would hear a song which was playing at the last place that we were together, which was on a Sunday before Tuesday 9/11 happened.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And spirit energy comes to us through signs, through songs. And just like
right.
I was talking to the other one, the other person who lost her husband, we all have the ability to connect with our loved ones, and it's paying attention
yeah.
to the signs and then listening. And a lot of times we feel like we're making it up, but we're not. We
yeah.
are communicating with them. We feel their presence. We hear the song.
Yeah.
We see a sign. And I got the chills all through my body that's validating that it was him giving you a sign.
Aww.
And he wants to, you know, be there for you and doesn't want you to be sad on Easter. He wants you to enjoy the family, you know?
Oh, family, there's no, just my sister and myself and my brother-in-law came out. there's five people that I lost very important to me, and I'd like to know if they're around me all the time. And one, my mom and dad, my twin sister, my brother-in-law, Frank, who looked like a brother, and, of course, my husband, Michael. And the other night, my brother-in-law, who lost, he was married to my twin, he's out here visiting in Ohio. We just went to look at condos, and we're hoping we all get one. And I felt my sister's presence. So I fell asleep. I kept waking up. And when I woke up, there was a show on TV called Twist of Faith, which she loved. And I said to my sister, my God, Donna, I felt Donna this whole night around me. And all of a sudden, that show come on TV, the Twist of Faith.
Oh, my God. That's beautiful. Yes, she is around you. Okay? She's there.
Mm-hmm.
Spirit plays with the TV, plays with electronics to play the songs, to show that TV. And you probably had a little visitation from her that night. And she's come in your dreams. And just know that they're there for you. And they want you, you know, they want you to know that you know, to be at peace. And it's hard when you're in such a state of grief. But it will help her ascend by you connecting with her. And it will help her on her journey on the other side. And it will help you. And it's probably something that they want to get a message to you, too, and about you doing your own spiritual journey, being on your own path. Because a lot of times when we lose the close ones, they're here to help us, help others. And it's going to be helping. You have a lot of loss, and maybe it's going to be helping people get through it because you're going to get through it, okay?
Yeah, I hope I can do that. I'm looking to work into the church and going back to teaching religion, and I also want to write. Everybody told me I should write, so I was thinking of writing. One last question real fast. My brother-in-law, Frank, is like a brother to me and my twin, and I lost my twin. We know him since we're 13. He's married to my older sister. Is he going to intervene with my sister and her two kids?
Is he going to intervene, meaning in a bad way?
Intervene. Can he, in a good way, try to make them some way from heaven, have them come to their senses, because my sister and brother-in-law had a great marriage. And, they're overeducated. I'd like to beat them, but I have no right. But believe me. But, no, it's very sad. It's very sad because we were a very close family. And I'm just I don't want to take up a lot of time, so I just wanted to add that if Frank, my brother-in-law Frank, is around us and my sister around my sister Diane.
Okay.
And help with the kids.
Okay, and a card jumped out, and that was pray. So it's about sending prayers to the situation, sending angels to the kids, for them to see the light, okay? And the more prayers you send, the better it's going to get. And I also see that you're going to start receiving, if you haven't already, maybe visitations in your dreams. So go to bed, and before you go to bed, ask, your loved ones, to show up in your dreams, and that you're willing to have a new kind of relationship with them.
Right.
And make a commitment, and just see so many blessings, and just realize that you have blessings of health and wealth around you. And just know that they're here to help you along your life. And they're here to help in the different situations, with the difficult situation that they're going through, that they're here to help you.
Okay, thank you. Just one more. We went for condos.
Honey, we got to get going here because we're just about at the end of the show. We got to get to maybe another call. Listen.
I'll talk to you soon.
All right, honey.
All right, Lois.
Well.
Thank you, Dawn.
Take care.
That's okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye. Love you all.
Bye-bye. Love you, too. See you in a bit. All right. We're going to try to get another one here. We're moving along. We're doing what we could do. 516-784. Oh, gosh. 516-784.
Hi, Lois. Hi, Joanne. Mary Ellen, how you doing?
Hey, Mary Ellen, good to hear from you, hon. What's going on?
Oh, I got older. I had a birthday last Monday. Oh,
happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. Thank you.
Happy birthday. Happy New Year.
Happy Passover. Happy Easter. Whatever. Happy spring and Earth Day. So, any quick messages? I know you're rounding up the hour up here.
Okay. Your name is Mary Ellen?
Yes, it is.
Okay, and do you have a question for me?
Just anything you got for me, I'll take.
Okay, hold on. I'm guided to use my unicorn cards. I feel like you're very faithful. I feel like you believe in the miracles. And
yes.
Keep going with that faith. So I feel like unicorns, I believe, are seven dimensional. So continue to connect with that unicorn energy, okay?
Okay.
And I got the chills. I feel like it's really going to work. So anything you want that seems impossible, just pray to the unicorns and you'll have it. whatever's going on right now, your guides, your angels, the unicorn energy wants you to know, take one step at a time. Okay, and it's really important for you to talk about your feelings, to speak your truth, and to talk things through. Do you have a decision that you're trying to make right now?
Excuse me?
Do you have a decision you're trying to make?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah, a few.
Okay, because it's saying that as you take one step at a time, as you talk things through, talk things through with your family and friends that you can confide in to make the decision, and it's okay, to do things a little differently than other people. I just feel like you're a bright light. I feel like you're very connected to pets, and you have natural healing abilities yourself.
Yes, I think so.
Okay. I also feel like you pretty much keep your thoughts very high, and that's good. You're definitely a leader by doing that. So by you keeping the positive intentions and positive thoughts, it helps those around you without even realizing it.
I feel that way, yeah.
And I feel like people are very grateful for that for you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I concur.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You
and I'm also guided to do one card for the life path, and it's animals again. So animals are very, they brighten you, your spirit. I feel like you have a natural ability to communicate with animals, and heal the animals. So that's something that is around you. So just pay mention. Does that make sense to you? Does that resonate?
Yes.
Yeah. Perfect. And just know how strong you are, and whatever you want, you can get it.
Thank you so much. You guys have
welcome.
A wonderful spring.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Hope to see you, Mary Ellen. Hope to see you soon.
Yeah, I'm trying. I'm going to get to see you.
Okay.
All right. Adios, people. Good night.
Thank you.
Good night, hon.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. Dawn,
okay.
Where are you? How do people find you?
Okay, you could find me at the Long Island Healing Arts and Learning Center. It's where I physically do class. I'm actually having a class tomorrow night here. It's in Long Island, Huntington on Jericho Turnpike, West Hills. It's from 6:30 to 9:30, $44 for 3 hours. And we are going to connect with, I'm going to teach you a 10-step process of how to connect with your own loved ones. You could also find me on my website at Angel Eyes Dawn Marie. You could also sign up on the mailing list for the center. Anytime I have something coming up, I'm teaching automatic writing and angel cards coming up this fall, and there'll be just different one-off classes that I have, but the emails, once you're on that mailing list, you'll see the emails, and there's also so many other great presenters here at the center and Reiki healers, Laura and Terry, that are the owners. So that's how you could find me. You could text me. My cell number is 516-578-4766. So, and if for some reason I don't get right back to you, just send another text and I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
Yes, she works. She works for Colin, I found out.
Yes,
how do you
I'm
do
in the
all
financial
this?
World during the day. So I bring my angels to the financial world.
Good.
Yeah, I've been doing it for 26 years. I love my clients. I've worked for a great company, and I've like they're my family who I've been working with for so long. And then the center is my home away from home.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, we want to thank you very, very much, Dawn. It's been a pleasure. I know somewhere we're going to team up, and you did a great job. We thank you. We hope everybody will contact you with good information, particularly Long Islanders who are listening because the center is here in Suffolk County. Joanna, we want to say thank you so much for everything, really.
Thank
you. A lot of work put into all of this. And I'm sorry, Dawn, what did you say?
I said it's the border of Nassau and Suffolk. So
Nassau and Suffolk, beautiful. So
right by the 135.
Beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. Well, everybody, listen, we hope you have a great week. We will see you, hear you next
Monday,
Monday night, Michael DeBlasi, wonderful psychic medium, and I hope you enjoy the show tonight. Yes, Joanna, anything?
No, I just want to say anyone that wants to, obviously they can listen to the archives, no problem. I just want to thank everybody for listening. I want to thank you, Dawn, very much. You can reach Lois on her Facebook page, Lois T. Martin. You can always reach me on my Facebook page, Joanna Garfi McNally. And, of course, there's Dawn Marie, Angel Eyes.
Yes, I have a Facebook page, Angel Eyes Dawn Marie, so they could like the page and we could connect on Facebook as well.
You just took it right out of my brain. No.
Yeah, I'm psychic.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Lois, for being you. And thank me for being me. And
thank you,
Dawn, for being you. And
thank
it's a wonderful
for having
thing.
Me.
Thank you. Really, it's
such
wonderful.
A pleasure. So much fun. You have great people, great listeners.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Such a great time. Thank you.
Yes, we do. We have
Good
a great
night,
show.
Everybody.
Thank you, everyone. Good
Bye.
Night. Blessings.
Night.
Love
you guys.
You all.
Blessings to everyone.